Hey guys.
Hi queens.
We're back.
We're back. It's been a while. I'm so happy to be here. I'm like, my pronouns are so USA. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Heard that audio? Okay, good.
Yes. Yeah, I was gone for a long time, but then like Danielle was gone even longer, and I just like can't even comprehend that, honestly.
I
was gone
for 5 weeks, and then I like totaled it with all my Europe trips this year, and I realized that I was in Europe for 2 months out of the year, which is really crazy.
Honestly, iconic.
I know. Yeah. I'm super thankful. I'm very, very happy to be back, though, and be back in routine, sleep in my bed, use my hair products that are normal. That was a really big thing for me today. But yeah, we're back.
We are back. We're so excited to get back into routine and just literally be home. Like, when I got back, I don't think I'd left the house for a solid week. Like, I was like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not available. Like, no. The answer is no.
That is what I tried to do.
The mindset.
Unfortunately, have, like, many outings, like, starting on Tuesday. So, it's okay.
How's the jet lag? Because I feel like you just got back, basically.
Yeah. Usually my jet lag, like, I'll crash really early and then I'm waking up really early. That's usually how it goes. Yeah. And then it's like that for like 3-4 days and then it's okay. I'm just happy, though, that I'm not feeling sick, because usually I get sick for like 2 days after. But I really am swearing by these wellness formula pills. I really feel like that has kept my immune system up so much, and I just feel so much different. And also, okay, the wellness formula pills and mixed with a like hydration packet, I feel like that makes the biggest difference, like in my jet lag. I'll like do hydration packets because usually I just feel like I'm dehydrated and then I get sick. So I feel like that's been a huge help. Were you jet lagged?
I can't remember. I'm trying to think. When I got back from Paris, yes, like a little bit. I think I was kind of just like, yeah, falling. I would like, oh yeah, oh yes, I was definitely okay. It's coming back to me. I would fall asleep in the evening, and then I would sleep from like 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. and then I would like wake up and watch a show or something, shower, get ready for bed, and then I would stay up until like midnight or 1 o'clock and then fall asleep. And that happened for a couple days in a row, and then finally I made it through the day without taking that big nap. And I think that's when it kind of fixed itself. But then by the time I fixed itself, I went to London, so I had to like switch back. And then when I was in London, we arrived, and then I took a nap like that day, like a normal like international nap from 4 to 6, and then I was like good to go, basically. So
I love that.
And then coming back from that, I honestly think I was fine. I think my body was just like WTF, like,
yeah, hello,
be normal.
Yeah, I usually wake up at like 4 or 5 a.m. for like the first few days.
Yeah,
go to sleep at like 9.
Yeah, I think I, like, early for me is, like, 10 or 11, and then I would wake up at, like, 6 and then be up, but then I would have to take a nap later because I have that no caffeine life, so,
I know.
Yeah, but honestly, like, so happy to have a Celsius, like, crack open a Celsius, so yummy, my poppies, so happy to be back to my poppies.
Oh my god, true, I just drank one.
Yeah, so that's
and like
nice.
Cooking. I'm like so excited. I just got my full Instacart grocery delivered. So I'm excited.
Love that. Well, I feel like this week's episode, you guys, we're just going to do a major girl chat catch up, because we also haven't seen each other for, 2 weeks now?
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah. So we're just going to do a catch up and chat with you guys, since it's been a hot second. Lots of things to chat about and go over. So we're going to do our Paris Fashion Week recap, which was so much fun. And then just kind of like recap our solo trips. I went to London, and then Danielle did, what was the country that you
Morocco,
were in?
Morocco, Portugal, and Spain.
That's the country?
Oh, Africa.
Oh.
Wait, Morocco
no.
is a
okay. Oh, it is? I thought it was the city. Oh,
no,
Marrakesh
is the city.
Is the city,
yeah.
Okay, okay, I was getting confused. Okay, yeah.
Africa is the continent.
Cool. Yeah. So cool. But yeah, so lots to catch you guys up on. But before we do that, we have to do our influence of the week. Mm-hmm. So what is currently influencing you?
Okay, wait, I actually do feel like I've said Aura Ring, but like it was just something like right when I wake up now, I check my Aura Ring app and I just feel like it is such a good, amazing thing to travel with. Like seriously, there were some days, and I would tell you this, like my body temperature was up. And so my Aura mm-hmm. ring would be like, you're catching something, like you should work on it or rest or something. And so I intentionally would, I would either like try to go to sleep earlier or I would double up on my wellness formula pills because you can take these pills like 3 times a day if you need. So like you can take them super frequently. So like I upped my like vitamin intake. I upped like my water intake. Like I would intentionally do these things and then it would go back to normal. And there was never a point on the trip where I ever felt sick, which is kind of crazy because I was gone for 5 weeks and I feel like that's kind of hard on your body. But I swear, mm-hmm. like checking this Aura ring, I just feel like I had my life in check almost. My only thing is like it was really unfortunate to see how stressed I was. I'm like, okay, this is making me more stressed out because like I was stressed a lot, I guess. But I think that just comes with travel. But I think it's good to be aware of. So
I feel like the Aura ring is just like validating. I don't know.
Totally.
Like I just feel like
I'm like, okay, so
when you
what
read
do I
your
do
stats,
now? Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, okay, I didn't sleep well last night. Or if you didn't think you slept well and then it says you did sleep well, you're like, oh, okay, so
yeah, like I should be fine.
Bad. I'll be good today. Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like I just intentionally use this information. I feel like usually on trips you get sick or like you're just not mm-hmm. feeling well. And I just feel like this was like a really good way to check that and travel with. So loved that.
Love.
That's really like the main thing I could think of because I used it every single day. So yeah, that's my influence of the week. Get an Aura ring if you're traveling. And in general, I love it. It's now tracking my cycle, girlies, so I'll keep you updated. What is your influence of the week?
Mine, I couldn't think of anything, honestly. I feel like my brain has just been...
No, I feel like this one's huge. This is truly
your
influence. No, I
know. So this is what I came up with.
Yes.
I think I've said it before, though, so that's the thing. But, like, I said it with another trend, but I am fully committed to burgundy. Like, everything. Like, I am so obsessed. I don't know who I am. Like, last year, I remember being so against it. Although, I don't think burgundy was in last year.
No,
I think it was,
yeah.
like, a cherry red. Like, it was,
for
like,
a sure,
brighter
cherry
red. But this year, burgundy is in, and I'm obsessed. I could not be more obsessed. I'm just like, who am I? This is so
I
wild.
I love it.
But I just... It's making me so happy right now. I cannot be stopped, like, buying things. And, yeah, I'm really excited. Like, I bought a scarf from Abercrombie. I have like a sweater from Autonola. I bought my mm-hmm. baseball hat. So I have my burgundy baseball hat. I bought some boots and like kitten heels from Tony Bianco and Amazon because
so
I wanted
cute.
To compare and try them. And I bought like a bomber jacket from Abercrombie. I'm trying to think. And then
you
my little Polen.
Yeah.
Yeah. My new
so
Polen is burgundy. And then. Yeah, I've just been going a little crazy. I did my nails burgundy.
Look at
just
her.
Just going like really
no, I think
crazy
that's
with
so
this burgundy.
Fun for fall.
And it's really funny because if you like edit it really dark, it doesn't even look burgundy. Like it could look black. It could look brown.
Yeah.
Like it really just goes. And it like that's how dark I want my burgundy. Like I don't want a light burgundy. I want a very dark Bordeaux mm-hmm. burgundy basically. So I've been having a lot of fun with that and I just love it as like
love
a pop
that.
Of color. So I like thought I was good with my wardrobe. I was like, I don't need anything this season. Like I am set. And then all of a sudden I introduced this new color. So now
so
I'm like trying
goes.
To like stock up on all these things. But yeah, like the sambas with the burgundy stripes are so cute. And they also make the Whales Bonner sambas in Burgundy, but those are really expensive. But they're so are they new? Cute. I feel like I haven't seen them. It's all like resale. Cute. But yeah, so that's really cute. Just like everything, like pops. Oh, and then I bought this leather jacket that's kind of Burgundy, I hope, but it hasn't shipped yet. I kind of bought it a while ago, so I don't know if I got scammed. So stay tuned.
Where was it from? But yeah,
so I think it's called like After Hours. I don't know. I saw this girl that I followed, tagged them. It was not cheap. It was a couple hundred dollars. And I bought it and it was like pre-order, and then someone commented on their post like, oh, I haven't received mine yet. And then I commented, same, LOL. Like, and then like I emailed them, DM'd them. They do respond and they're just saying like, oh, it's going to be back in stock. They're saying it's going to be back in stock this Monday and it's going to ship this week. But the other girl said she received hers. So now I'm confused on why I did not receive mine. Maybe it's coming. Hopefully. So, yeah. But yeah, so I'm excited and I'm obsessed and I love it. So Burgundy is my love new personality. Love
that switch up for you.
I need like a Burgundy emoji because all I got right now is like the sad rose.
The dead rose. It's a vibe though.
I need like a Burgundy heart. Oh, I guess I could do like the red wine. Like that's cute too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, what else? I'm obsessed. Like so obsessed, it's kind of crazy because I was like, I don't want to buy too many things to, like if I'm not like committed, but I feel like I'm like committed.
Yeah,
like,
I feel like you're
like
in
I
now.
Really wanted to buy like a Burgundy like Chanel bag, but I was like,
oh, you were down. Real committed.
Yeah, so those are really cute. we are not doing that, but yeah, so yeah, I think Burgundy is like my thing this season, and I'm really excited. So lots of Burgundy to come, although I feel like I just have content paralysis right now because we just got so much content on our trip that like I haven't posted on TikTok in like 2 weeks because I just don't know where to start. And then I finally decided I'm not really going to post my South of France stuff on TikTok because that time has just passed, so I just need to start posting Paris content.
Yeah,
I know, like I'm just like, okay, this is not it anymore, so I just need to post. But there was a little paralysis in there, so I finally made some decisions and then I'm gonna execute.
Like I feel like I could spend a whole 2 days just editing everything. Oh my
gosh, I did that. That's what I was doing on my like downtime days when I got back. I was like laying on the couch. I was catching up on shows. Oh my god, do you watch Tell Me Lies?
Yes, I started. Yes, I ended when we left. We were on season 2, and so I just watched 3 more today. And please do not spoil. No spoilers. Okay. We will do the spoilers, or we will talk about it in the next episode, because I have had to skip all the freaking toast episodes when they start talking about it. I'm like, oh my god, I need to skip.
It's so, so good. Oh my gosh. Like, I don't know how they make a show so good, but it's just so good.
I feel like it's such an interesting phenomenon of like everyone being so wrapped up in like toxic relationships or like these toxic people.
Yeah,
because I feel like Steven is like so like there's so something disgusting. That I feel like we can't like, look away though, like we're like all like in rat. It
I hate him yeah so much.
I know, same. Oh my god, I was like screaming at the freaking screen when I just ended the episode where like Lydia is introduced, like not introduced, but like he starts his like his eyes are set on her, and I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I'm getting anxiety. I'm getting anxiety. Yes. So I'm really excited.
It gets so like things happen that you are like not expecting. Like you're just like, what?
Oh so my good. God! I'm literally gonna finish it tomorrow. Like I also, tried.
Did
today.
You finish Emily in Paris?
No, I have so like, much right stuff before. To catch okay. up on, and I'm so excited. I have Emily in Paris, too. Only Murders in the Building, Outer Banks. Oh my god, I'm so excited for that.
Wait, that came out?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I need to watch that. And
now Tell Me Lies. I think there's another one, too. Like, there's so much.
I did catch up on my Housewives. Did you finish Secret Lives of Mormon Wives?
Oh, no. I listened to the podcasts, though, on the plane, finally. And they do talk about a lot of lore where I'm like, okay, I guess I'll watch again.
I feel like if people like Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, they would love The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Like, it's so good.
True. I could see that being really good.
It is so good this season. But, okay. So we'll talk about that next week.
We have so much to talk about. Yeah, we'll do a recap.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just dive in because there's so much to cover in this episode. We missed you guys so much. We're so excited to be back and chatting with you guys and all the things. So we did our South of France recap, right? Yeah, we did that on a voice memo.
Yes. And honestly, I feel like voice memo super episode. Easy.
And the quality of voice memos are so good. Like, I'm just so confused. Top tier content.
So funny. We were just both talking to one phone. So
yeah. So love that. So if you missed that, go listen to that episode because that was such a fun trip. We had so much fun. So now we're gonna pick up for Paris Fashion Week, which honestly this year was so much fun.
It was so much fun. Somehow this year we discovered like we can just find the shows and go to them.
Yeah.
Like I don't know.
Yeah, this is the first year we kind of did that. Yeah. And we haven't done that before. And that was just so fun. So we arrived on Sunday, which was really nice. I feel like that was a good day to kind of check in and chill because a lot of things are closed Sunday and it's a very it's a much calmer day. And our Airbnb was literally right behind the Louvre. And it was, in my opinion, such a good location. I loved that Airbnb.
It was in such a good spot, seriously. The only downside to staying that close to like a tourist attraction is there's a lot of traffic. It's a little more expensive. And like also randomly Paris apparently closes streets in an effort to make people want to walk instead of drive. So we just had like a few issues with Ubers, but it was such a good spot.
Uber drivers who knew what they were doing had no problems.
Yeah.
So I think it just depended on the driver, honestly, and like their attitude and their mood. So we had a couple cranky ones, but whatever. All the other ones were fine. But we checked in and it was so cute. And then it had a brasserie right downstairs, Cafe Auguste. And we literally ate there every day.
Every day.
Like twice. A day basically
and breakfast, lunch, and dinner sometimes
really decent. So I just feel like I don't know, those are just so easy to eat at because they have so many options, there's something for everyone, they're very quick, like it's just very convenient. So it's always super nice when we're really close to one that we like. So that was really good. So we had that, and then basically Monday I feel like we kind of hit the ground running, started taking content. We like to batch content when we're in Paris because then we post that for the next month while we're at home recovering.
Yeah.
Basically, like I feel like I could honestly go a straight month now with like Paris content.
I know.
And I just love it. I'm obsessed. I love a Paris feed. Just love the background.
I just feel like I love so aesthetic. Any sort of Paris, like you could do anything, wear anything, be anywhere in Paris. If the location is like cute. Paris on my Explore feed, like I'm gonna save it. So I don't know. I just feel like the girlies love Paris. So I think it's like such a good, honestly, investment for your business in this industry to like take trips to Paris, go to Paris Fashion Week, even if you don't really have a schedule, because it's like people are gonna save your content. Like people are interested in the Paris content.
I'm just like, if I lived in Paris, it would be over for you bitches. Like, you know, that's the vibe.
Yes.
Like, dang. Like, those girls are so lucky.
I know. They really are.
Like, truly, there's nothing in San Diego that looks like that. Like, we've got one building here, and that is it. And they keep changing it. So we keep losing little corners of it. So, So we just did our little shoots at our favorite places. We did like Play Royale. That's where all the black and white little stumps are. And I don't even know what the point of that is. I should research that. But it's very aesthetic. It's cute. It's Paris, you know. And we did that. We did our Cafe Kitsune, which is right there. And then we had breakfast at Corette, which is one of our absolute favorite places. It's so yummy. Their scrambled eggs, I tried to recreate it when I got home and it was an absolute no.
It's so cute.
The scrambled eggs with ham and chives and the tomato is just so good. It's like, so I don't good. Know.
I think it's I don't just even know like if a lot a of milk. Trap.
Like, is like, it just not good? Yeah.
I feel like the eggs are just really creamy because it is a lot of milk, but like so good, so worth it. And like, I love their pastries. But like,
if I make it at home, then I can use almond milk. You know, I can make it.
Yeah, it's probably not like the same like thickness. Yeah, that's probably why it's not turning out. Yeah. It's like, it's because like we would probably never use that amount of milk in our eggs.
No. Yeah.
But ignorance is bliss. I don't want to know.
So good. Mm-hmm. One of our favorites. But we did that. Oh, and we also stayed with two of the girls who actually went on our very first Paris trip. And then they also went on our Italy trip. Mm-hmm. If you guys watched our stories, we were with Jewel and Erin. They were our Paris roomies. Yes. And we've been Paris roomies for the past couple years now. So it's basically an annual reunion of roommates in Paris.
Yeah.
Which is so fun because we didn't go to New York Fashion Week this year. So normally we would see them in New York, but since we didn't, it's like we see them in Paris, which is really funny.
Yeah, I think that's so iconic.
Kind of our thing. Yeah. But we went to the Frankie shop after, which we all love the Frankie shop. Their blazers are so good. And I feel like the stores in Paris are just better. Like we went to the Frankie shop in New York once and it just didn't hit the same.
I know the Frankie shop is amazing. Like seriously, it's amazing. It's kind of giving like even better of like a source unknown sort of vibe. It's like that kind of aesthetic. I don't know. That's like the quality comparison is so good and everything is so heavy. It's crazy because the quality is like, I don't know, like they're just using really thick things. And also I love like how their aesthetic is just very oversized and structured. And it's not like the oversized that makes you like look frumpy. Like something about it is just so chic. I don't know.
Yeah, I love the structure and I love the shoulder pads.
Yeah, I think shoulder pads are like in everything that they have. Mm-hmm. So it's just a really, really cool vibe. Love the Frankie shop.
So we all got something there, which was fun. And then we also saw Camille Emily in Paris. She was there shopping with her stylist. And I guess Jewel has ran into her stylist before in New York, like literally the week before. So she like said hi to him again. And yeah, they remembered each other and had a cute little reunion in Paris too. So that was really fun, I feel like. And then we saw like one of the iconic coffee shops, I feel like, that are trendy on Instagram right now for Paris, the White Coffee. It's a lot smaller than I thought it was going to be.
Like so small.
It's like a hole in the wall, basically, where you just can walk in, order your coffee. Like there's no room to sit inside. Very small, but it's really
and there's
cute.
Like one bench outside that everyone takes their photos at. They probably have girls come in there like every single day. Like they're used to the content.
So that was cute. I feel like we did a lot of things this year that we hadn't done before. So that was honestly really fun because there's just truly so much to do in Paris. But I think was YSL this night? I can't remember. Or was it Dior?
I think it was Dior. Oh wait, no, that was that was the next day.
Oh. Did we do anything else?
Wait, maybe it was YSL.
No, I think YSL was after Dior. There was...
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Can't remember. Okay, either. If we remember, we'll say it. But okay, so then the next day, we went to Poland in the morning for a cute little coffee breakfast date and just to say hi to our contacts there because we love them so much. And we got to do a little shopping in the store before they opened, which was nice because they get so busy. There's always a queue outside the store and like with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like I feel like Poland is so big there. Or I feel like people just want to get a Poland bag in Paris as an experience. So it's I feel like there were no lines outside the designer stores, but there was a line outside the Poland store. Yeah,
and like it's always been like that. Even 3 years ago when we would go, like there are always lines there. I mean, it's funny just because we don't see Poland really in the United States. Like it's like if you know, you know. type of vibe. Mm-hmm. Like, the cool girls know about Polen, but, like, it's not, like, I feel like in Paris, like, you see it all everywhere and everyone mm-hmm. knows what it is. So it was really cool to see that.
Yeah. So we did that, and unfortunately it was kind of a rainy day, and mm-hmm. I feel like honestly most of the Paris trip was rainy and a lot colder than expected, so like had to buy coats and mm-hmm. umbrellas and whatnot, because last year I don't think it rained that much.
Last year it was hot, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Like, we were like sweating same. In our winter stuff, I think. So yeah, it was so definitely different. Changed. Yeah.
But yeah, so then we went to Giraffe, which is a really fun restaurant to get a view of the Eiffel Tower. But unfortunately, since it was raining, mm-hmm. they had the outdoors completely closed off. So that was definitely a bummer.
Yeah, I was so sad because I bought this top for it. Like, I literally had an outfit. So that'll just be going in the archives for later.
Yeah.
At Giraffe, but it was okay.
The food was still good. I enjoy eating there, and it was still fun. It was just definitely just such a bummer because it has such a good view of the Eiffel Tower. Mm-hmm. So we did that, and then we hurried back to our Airbnb to change, and then we went to the Dior Street Style, and I feel like we saw so many people.
Oh, and you had your video. It's just,
oh yeah, I did my video with that videographer who does the really cool videos I feel like mm-hmm. you see on Instagram. So that was really fun.
Yeah.
And we saw like Kelly Rutherford. We saw.
Yeah, that was a really cool like show to stand
like
out.
Like Leonie. Yeah. You just like all these people, they go into the show and then the show lasts like maybe 30 minutes, like it's really not that long, and then they all walk back out for the most part, and so you get to see everyone's outfits mm-hmm. and there's photographers outside, and if you dress up and you have a really cool like good outfit on, photographers will take photos of you, and it's just like really a really fun cool experience because I feel like the people who are at these things are just passionate about fashion and they are so invested and they just want to see
it's
everyone
so
who's
cool.
there.
It's cool seeing everyone's outfits because people on the street, like for the street style for the show, everyone is just dressed up in that designer, or they'll like they have their own spin on that designer, so it's just mm-hmm. it's so creative. Like, people are so creative and cool. Like, seeing the fashion girls and gays, I'm obsessed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, super cool, and everyone just like has like big cameras and everyone's trying mm-hmm. to like capture photos of what everyone is wearing. I thought that was really fun. And then later that night, I was wearing my YSL heels at this because even though it was like Dior, my outfit was basically like YSL, and those shoes were so uncomfortable. Oh,
it's so sad because they're so cute.
I know. I just like don't understand why they make them so uncomfortable. Like, I was at a point where I just had to take them off because I could not walk, I could not move. Like, I was like, I'm not gonna sit down, but like these shoes need to come off. So yeah, definitely a bummer, but they're so cute. So they're, I feel like they're the kind of shoe where you put it on, you drive to dinner, mm-hmm. you walk from the car to your dinner table and like you eat your dinner and then you walk back from your dinner table to your car and like that's it. Like that is what these shoes are meant
it's
for.
Not
they are
standing out for hours outside of Tibor. Yeah.
No, but I did see a pair that was similar but they just had a lower heel, but I think that's a newer style because I don't think they made those when they first came out. So yeah, I just have to like know when I'm wearing them. Like, there is a time limit on these.
Yeah.
So like I wore them to something else that we went to and I was totally fine. So I was like, okay, I just have to make sure I'm like sitting down and like can take them off basically. But yeah, so there's a really funny video I need to find and like post of me shoes off like on the side of the road, but it's okay. And then later that night, we went to an event with Noah the Label. It's this really stunning jewelry brand. They were doing a collab, but I can't remember with who.
I want to say
Georgina Down.
Yeah.
But did I make that joke? Okay.
I know the name was Georgina.
Okay, she's a stylist and so stunning. So mm-hmm. they did a collab. So we went and saw the jewelry collection and it was beautiful. So that was fun. I think we went to YSL after this.
We did.
Like, I really think we did. Like, we went hard. This was like our second day technically. So yeah, like,
I think we did.
We were pretty adjusted. So I think we went to the YSL Street Style after. Yes. And it was usually YSL does their shows at the around the Eiffel Tower, like Trocadero area, but this year they did it at their headquarters, which was honestly so stunning. Like, their building mm-hmm. is just so beautiful, and they just built this huge thing, I think, in their courtyard is what it looked like, basically. Yeah. And you could see from the outside of their building, you could see the show happening. Like, we could see the models walking, which was honestly so stunning. So that was, I love YSL. I feel like in terms of vibe and aesthetic and clothing, like, I feel like I relate to them the most. Mm-hmm. Like, again, it's like the structured blazer, the padded shoulders, like, I don't know. I just love their collections. So that yeah. was really fun. And then we're just outside on our phones, like watching the live on our phones that was while like it's happening such a right in front of us.
Memory. Like, everyone yeah. outside the show is literally like watching their live on Instagram of the show, and like we're all like watching it together, and it's so cute.
Yeah, so that was really fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was a long day. So we did a lot that day. Yeah,
that was a really long day. Good thing that was like early on, because I feel like you get more tired as we yeah. go.
Yeah, we definitely were more chill as the week went on. So then the next day we had the Ritz in the morning. So we did a little shoot outside of the Ritz. It was definitely raining this day, because in the photos we have umbrellas, because it was actually coming down. Sometimes it's like yeah. a light mist where it doesn't really yeah. affect you. But when it's actually coming down and splashing on the ground, we're like, okay, time for some umbrellas. Mm-hmm. So we just did a quick shoot on the outside. And then this year we actually scheduled breakfast at the Ritz, which was so fun, because then we're like, okay, we can actually use the bathroom without getting kicked out. Because last year I'm pretty sure I was like physically pulled out. Honestly, I blacked out, but like, I'm pretty sure the guy like physically pulled me out of the bathroom and like sat me down. And then, yeah, it was a whole thing.
It was a whole thing. But we have a theory. Oh my God. I was going to say we have a theory. It's because Kylie Jenner was staying there last year. But then we found out like literally Anna Wintour was in the freaking lobby this time. So we didn't get kicked out for this one. But we did have breakfast reservations. So.
And it was so cute and so pretty. Like, breakfast at the
Ritz. 10 like out of 10 recommend doing that.
Yes, my goal one day is to stay at the Ritz. It's so pretty, but it's literally so expensive. So
yeah,
we will see. But we did breakfast at the Ritz. It was so yummy. We did our photos in the bathroom with no stress.
We got a reservation. Yes.
So yeah, that was really good and fun. So that was something fun to do. And you don't have to stay at the Ritz to have breakfast there. I think there are some restaurants that you have to be staying there to eat at, mm-hmm. but the one we did specifically was open to anyone, so you can just make reservations online. And then some of the restaurants are just like, if you cancel, they just charge your credit card if you cancel like too late or whatever, so, which I feel like is pretty standard and normal. So that was really fun. And then after that, I feel like
we did a lot of shopping. Like, we did a lot of shopping this day.
We were all kind of just, like, running around. All the, like, stores like are pretty near each other. So everyone was kind of just going into the stores that they wanted to go in. I had to run back to Poland to get the bag, because I actually saw it the day before it was launching. And I couldn't go home with it yet because it hadn't actually launched yet. So that was, like, perfect timing that I was into Burgundy this year. And they were literally launching that color the next day. Because I have most of their bags already that I already like. So I'm just like, I don't know what I'm going to pick this time, because I just have my faves. But then they launched the Burgundy and I was like, this is
perfect.
So I had to run back to Poland to grab that. And then I think we're just kind of all over the shops, like went into Bottega.
We were all over. We with our big shopping bags. Oh, we had like 5 each. Alyssa had this massive Gucci bag.
Honestly, I brought that home and I'm like tempted to frame it because it's so pretty and it's burgundy. And it's so big. It's honestly so cute. So I might frame her because she's iconic. It was really funny. The sales associate was just really nice because I had a bunch of little bags with me and it was pouring out. So I asked like, oh, do you have the plastic cover to go over the bag because it's raining? And they...
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Usually we'll cover it, and he was so nice and gave me the big bag so I could put all my little bags in it to cover it. So... yeah, that was really, really nice. And then it was really funny because I just had this massive Gucci bag and I was just like hitting everybody on the street with it. Like, I was like, oh my God, so sorry.
Store you went into after that, was like you were in a little advertisement for Gucci.
Yeah, honestly, good marketing strategy on their part. Like, dang. But yeah, so that was really fun, and we're just kind of running around doing the things. Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like Paris, there's like the good shops and everything, but I feel like their stock is really low. Because I feel like when I was in London, like, I feel like all the stores that I went into had everything and multiples of everything.
Because I feel like people go to Paris specifically to shop. And so I'm it's like every single day.
And especially for Fashion Week too. Like,
yeah, that's true.
A lot of big people are there. So yeah, definitely interesting. But that was fun. We shopped till we dropped. Mm-hmm. And then we went home. Probably had some lunch at Cafe Auguste. We called it Club Auguste. Ended up learning all of their names, and they would say hi to us. It was literally so funny. Like, the door to our building was right next to it, so they could literally see us walking by.
Yes.
Did that, and I feel like we had a lot of good downtime as well, because our post time in Paris, I think, was it 5 or 4? I think it was 5:15.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like 8 a.m. in the States.
And it's so we would kind of like, like, I missed that. Yeah,
schedule
already.
That time. I know. So, like, literally my stories were like lining up perfectly. I liked how they lined up on European time when I was posting in the States. But yeah, so we would like have our downtime, edit our content, pick our posts, and then we would post, and then we would go to dinner. Like, we literally would schedule our downtime for that time specifically because, so that was perfect. Did that. And then you went to Velvet Dinner.
Yes.
I did not.
Yeah. Velvet Dinner is, like, this cute, it's, like, dinner and a show pretty much, which I think is so fun. So it's on Wednesday nights. It is kind of like a mini burlesque show with your dinner. So it's also like really cute because it turns into kind of like a bar, not a bar, like a club vibe afterwards where everyone's dancing. So it's a really fun little GNO if you're in Paris. It's really cute. So yeah. We did that. I didn't stay out late though because we were getting up early in the morning to shoot, and that's what we did. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I think it was like also kind of raining this day too.
It was raining it most really, of the days.
Yeah, honestly. And it kind of carried on. Like, it was still raining when I was just there.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like then we did, winter. What did we do? Oh, we did the Louvre. We went and did content in front of the Louvre. The great thing about the rain is that it was cloudy, so the lighting was actually decent all day, mm-hmm. which was nice. We didn't have to really worry about the sun. The sun would come out like mid-afternoon and kind of clear up a little bit before getting cloudy in the evening again. But it was really helpful with shooting content because cloudy, I prefer cloudiness because I don't really like the blue sky in my photos.
And then there's no shadows, which is like my biggest thing.
No harsh lighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really nice. So we did shoot at the Louvre in front of it. And then we went over to the Café des Tuileries, which is one of my personal favorite cafes. I feel like it's like, I don't know, like it's kind of touristy but kind of not, but it's in a touristy area, and I feel like there's just so many cafes in that area, so it's like you wouldn't really pick this one out, but I swear they have the best croissant. Like, it's one of those croissants where it's crunchy on the outside and soft and warm on the inside, and not all croissants like are made equally, so mm-hmm. I just feel like they have a really good croissant, and I do like their eggs as well too. So it's just a cute vibey spot, and then we can get a cute like breakfast photo. So we did that. So that was fun. And then we had a show to go to at like 12:30. So we went back and then changed and then went to the Wild Rose and Sparrow show, which was at a theater, which was different.
Yeah, it was cute. Like, they had, like, a ballet theme, so they had some ballerinas in the beginning.
Which was so cool. I really liked that. I wish they incorporated the ballerinas more, because I feel like that was, like, such a cool part of the show. But, yeah, it was definitely interesting, and then the models would kind of walk through the audience, I guess, and then, like, go up into the different areas. But I feel like theaters in Paris are just beautiful. They're really pretty.
You can get like the smallest little venue, and like no matter what, it's always going to be so beautiful.
Yeah, so that was really fun, and then ran into some girlies from that we knew. I feel like you like run into people in Paris that you don't run into at home, and you're like, oh hey,
I know, like,
you know, so what I mean,
funny. Yeah.
So that was fun, and then we just grabbed lunch after nearby because it was kind of in a different area, so the Uber situation is always interesting. So we're like, we're just gonna grab some food first, maybe it'll stop raining, and then we'll head back. So that's kind of what we did. And that was really good. And then later that night, did you go to Ego, or am I just blanking?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Stayed in. I needed to wash my hair, which I've decided I need to just like figure out what good hair tools I can bring to Europe, because I just feel like I need to like just invest in hair tools I can bring to Europe. Like, I brought a shitty freaking straightener. I do, and it's not good. Like, I need to actually, it makes a difference. So I needed to do like a full on like hair wash, straighten it, blow dry, like whole thing. So I was like, okay, I need to like not go out, because we were also going to bed at like 2 a.m. So this night I stayed in.
Yeah, so me, Jewel, and Aaron went to the Ego show. It was really cute. It was just in like a random building that has cute rooms, you know what I mean, like cute. It's just pretty Parisian rooms with the molding and like the windows, like I don't know, that vibe. And it was so funny because it's a UK brand, and there were so many girls from Love Island there. Love Island UK.
Love that.
There was probably 10 plus girls there from Love Island UK. So unfortunately I hadn't watched the most recent season, because the US season was so freaking good that I hadn't even had the chance to watch UK this year. But yeah, it was a ton. I think the girl who the collab, like the edit was with, was from Love Island. But yeah, so that was really fun to do as well. Got dressed up, took some pics, mm-hmm. and then watched the show and headed home. Again, like, yeah, we didn't stay out too late or anything. It was a pretty chill experience. And then, yeah, we're like, okay, time to go. Mm-hmm. I feel like what's really great about our roommate situation is that we were all on the same page. Like, mm-hmm. we all just, like, got it. And it was like, okay, we're tired by the end of the night. We're not trying to like stay out late. Like when we come home, we like sit in silence and like yeah. no one disturbs the peace and it just like is normal.
Yes.
So it's really funny. I'm like watching my Paris vlog is almost finished being edited and it's just so funny, honestly, the roommate dynamic. Like the intro scene is like they were just chanting like burr. It's cold. And I have like it on camera and it's just so funny. I feel like I remember that. Yeah. Like, honestly, I just love it. It's just good vibes. Everyone gets it. Like if someone yeah. doesn't want to go to something, it's fine. No one is like pressuring anyone to go to anything. If someone wants to go to something alone or like no one else wants to go, it's fine. Like we'll yeah. just do the thing
like,
alone.
No like, hard feelings. Yeah. Literally, I think that's the biggest thing is like, you need to find girls who like don't take things personally like that because I feel like weirdly it's kind of hard to find.
yeah for sure. So it was just nice, we're all on the same page, we get it, so it made being roomies like so easy. Mm-hmm. So loved that. So then the next day we did the Revolve showroom. It was at the Peninsula, which is a stunning hotel. I feel like Revolve always picks really pretty hotels to do their showroom at, and it's with the brand that they have, L'Academy, which Mariana Hewitt is the creative director for, and she's the founder of Summer Fridays too. So L'Academy is one of my favorite brands that Revolve carries. I think I have like almost every piece that like I like from the line. I think I pretty much have it. It's just so yeah, cute and so chic cute. And like kind of like businessy wear, like blazers. Yeah. And I don't like know, just timeless. Really cute pieces. Mm-hmm. Like I have pieces from them like from years and years ago. Like remember that one silk dress that's like iconic?
Yes. That was literally like 3 years ago, I think.
That's and literally my one of my so favorite stunning. Dresses still. Like yeah. love it. So that was really fun. There was a lot of cool product there. Like we got some Summer Fridays. Got some Levi's jeans. Mm-hmm. I got a Coach bag.
Yeah.
Just love Revolve.
And like such a stunning hotel. They just yeah, made it like really very cute like chic, on the balcony. Cute. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we did lunch there after at the restaurant. And it was really good. It was definitely pricey. Yeah. But it was so yummy.
I forget what it was called. Like, but it was like in the Asian restaurant in the Peninsula Hotel.
Mm-hmm. And it was nice because we hadn't had Asian food on the trip. So it was just yeah. nice to switch things up instead of eating the same thing every day, which was what we were yeah. really doing. So
chicken and green beans at Cafe Auguste.
Good switch up. But honestly, it was so good.
That was so good. Yeah.
It sounds like so basic and honestly a little gross, but like it was so good.
Yeah.
But then later that night we went to Crazy Horse, which we've never done before, and I can't believe we've never done this because I'm really obsessed and I want to go every year now because it was like just so, such
I was listening to the soundtrack by myself on the day I was there alone. I couldn't get the songs out of my head, like the Britney Spears cover, like I just got the whole sound. It was so cute, like the girls just like so cute.
Like everything about it, like the execution, the routines, the lighting, the way the lighting is done on that show is so insane. Mm-hmm. Like the lighting is so specific for the placement of everything. And I was just like so impressed. I was just like, dang, yeah. like I'm coming back every year. This was so fun. It was such a fun girls activity yeah. to do. We got the table or chairs with the champagne bottle or something. Uh-huh. I don't know. So that was...
It was super worth it. Just so cute. I don't... The girls were, like, insane. We, like, jaws were on the damn floor, truly.
Oh, my God, the whole time. Like, literally
I'm like, I cannot... These girls, like...
I was like... I didn't even know they made them like that.
I know. Like, seriously, that was something else. Like, they were 6 feet tall, probably. They
like all their torsos the were like the same length.
Yeah,
like,
I was gonna say it's it not like in wild. The US. Like we have a lot of
it's not like that Bronx and Bonko show that we went to. It was like completely different.
Yeah. Just level. Built different. I don't know, dude. I think
like
that
this is like the top of the top, honestly. Yes. Like the elite. Like because they're also all basically professional dancers. So not mm-hmm. only do you have to have that certain body type, but like you have to be a professional dancer on top of that. Like trained yeah. in these different types of dances. I don't know. We were like researching on Google because we were just so shocked and in yes. awe. Like we were just like, what did we just watch? What is happening? Like that was so good. I can't believe it's taken us this long to go to it. Like if anyone goes to Paris now, like I recommend that. I'm like, you have to go to Crazy Horse.
It's
like
so
that
cute. Was so probably good. Probably because like you can't take videos really there. So I don't know. Yeah. Like I maybe that's why people don't like know much about it. But I mean, it's like famous, but we just haven't gone.
So. It was so fun. Like, yeah. Oh, I had the best time. I would go again.
It was so cute.
So fun. So, yeah, that's how we ended our night that night. So that was a really fun day. Like, just loved everything we did. And I feel like we just kind of did content, like, here and there. Like, uh-huh. nothing super planned. But just, like, if we did something, we took some photos. Like, yeah. casual kind of in the moment vibes, maybe.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, honestly, that might have been one of my favorite days because... I just had
yeah,
so
it just
much fun.
Felt really, really chill and really fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So 10 out of 10 recommend Crazy Horse if you go to Paris. And honestly, I feel like it's a fun like date night activity. It's a fun mm-hmm. girls night activity. Like so fun. Like I feel like if Andrew ever went to Paris, like I would take him there. Like I'd be like, we have to go see this because it's yes. just amazing. So
yeah. I know, that would be such a cute date night.
So yeah, that was that night, and I feel like we got such good like group pics there too. It's kind of hard to get group yeah, pics, but is. We got really good photos together that night, you guys. And the Canon G7X is just so
it is so good.
Good, it is so good. I'm so glad we bought that 5 years ago.
I know. I still $600. See people talking about how they're still trying to find one because
they're still
they're...
sold out, and they're $1,200.
I am like, screaming. It's crazy. That is insane. And it's I know. It is worth it. Like, seriously. It is literally worth the hype. And more.
Yeah. Yeah. So, great investment on our part 5 years yep. ago when we thought yep. $580 for the kit was really
I
expensive.
I literally got a Best Buy credit card to put that on, put it on, and paid off. So.
Literally. So, yeah. And now it's back. So, yeah. good for us.
The power of okay, investing and then, in yourself.
Yes. The next day, Saturday, we did content at the Rue La Université, which is that iconic road in mm-hmm. front of the Eiffel Tower. And we got there, I think at 9. Was it 8 or 9?
No, it was 8.
Okay,
we got there
we literally
at 8.
We got there at 8 o'clock, which is like literally first light. Like sunrises at 8. And we're like, okay, we're going to be there right. Yeah. 8. It was so busy, you guys. Like, after this year, I think we're done. Like, we're good. Like, we do not need to right be, like, Harry. Standing next to Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
She can be cute off in the distance, but, like, there is no need to be standing that close to her anymore. But there was just so many people, so many tour groups walking yeah. through at 8 a.m. So we're just,
that's, like
dang.
There's also, like, that is the street where if you hire a photographer, they're going to take you there. So it's yeah. always these, like, planned photo shoots.
It's, like, so, engagement shoots. Like, there's wedding dresses. Yeah. There's couples.
You see it all, like, honestly. Yeah. And people are not nice. Like, let me say that. Mm, they are not nice. No. They are going to get their – I mean, everyone's just trying to get their own shot. But, like, people are kind of just in the way. They're not going to move for you. So mm-hmm. it's a whole thing.
Yeah. So yeah, we did our thing and then we left and then we went to this cafe that we always go to change at, and they're just so
oh my god,
rude.
They're
it's the worst
so
service
rude.
Ever. Like, you order something and they don't even bring it, and they're like,
I wish
you
I remembered
the
bathroom. Name because I would
we could find it on a map.
Yeah,
because we
like just do not
them.
Go
like,
there.
We like want to use the bathroom, and every year prior we would just order something at the counter and then use the bathroom, but now they were like, oh, you have to sit down to use the bathroom, and we're like, so you want us to dirty a table for yeah. no reason so we can use the bathroom? And they were like, yeah. So I was like, okay. And then they didn't even bring my order out, so I was like, what was the point? I don't even want the croissant anymore. Like, no. What was the point of that? So It was bad. But then we went, and I feel like I've started seeing people shoot on the street more recently. And I feel it was like a secret, and now it's kind of not. It's just like around the corner. You just kind of have to explore the area.
Yeah.
And like walk down the street a little and then turn the corner. And there's a bunch of like neighborhoods and roads where you can kind of still see the Eiffel Tower, but it's a little further. So there's way less people. So,
yeah.
So that was really fun. Got some good content, cute content there. That's where we like change in the streets.
We are just fully changing in the streets on this street because there's nothing, there's no other cafes around. So like we're actually just going for it.
But that's when you have to pack
strategically.
Yeah, we're very strategic. Like we'll be wearing a big sweater and then we put like jeans on underneath it and a little top on and then take the sweater off and then that outfit. And then we have a different sweater. So we put that over and then take the jeans off. Like we have a whole strategy.
There. Yeah.
So that was good. We did that. And then we had a couple shows in the afternoon that we went to. And I think that was pretty much it.
Yeah. Yeah. That was pretty much it. Remember, this was the day. Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah. Must have had Cafe August for dinner.
We did because I met you guys there. Chilled. I like went back to get my turtleneck at the Frankie shop.
Yeah.
And then met you guys at Cafe August. And I cannot remember what we did after that.
Probably went back to the room to chill.
We went to, I think we went to, what was that show at night? Oh, McQueen. Alexander McQueen, yeah.
Yes, we went to Alexander McQueen. That was great. Then we had dinner at a little cafe next to it. Ran into the set designer, right?
Oh, my God, that was so cool. Yeah. We ran into this really cute, sweet set designer of the McQueen show. And he just gave us, like, the little inside scoop on how we did it, pretty much. Really cool. It was really cool.
So yeah, that was really fun. We kind of did all these things kind of like last minute on a whim. Like we would try to find the address. All super Aaron was like in charge of finding the addresses on TikTok.
Yeah.
And then if we secured the address, we would go. So yeah, that was really fun. Yeah. And then another thing too, I think that's really big in Paris is peach tea, iced peach tea. It's so yummy. Yes. And then another thing too is like I literally don't eat crepes anywhere besides Paris, so I literally would have a crepe with every single meal.
They're so good.
And by the time the trip was over, the staff at Cafe August like knew our orders basically.
Yes, like we could say the usual and they would and know exactly they would bring what we meant.
So I feel like that's when you know you're going to a place too many times. But yeah, so that was Saturday, and then Sunday was our last day. And did we do anything? Like
I think this was also the day we ran into that Isabel Marant show too.
And then we met a friend. Yeah. Okay. Oh, we did. Okay, so Valentino Street Style was actually at this place that was pretty far away. It was like at a karate studio or like jujitsu or like judo or something.
Oh my God.
I think so. It was like some sort of, I have no idea.
It was so random.
It was a random location, and the show, the way the show looked, had nothing to do with the location. So it must have just been cheaper to do it there because,
yeah,
like it was just a very interesting location. So this was probably the like hardest street style to see because we were on the other side of the road because it was literally in this random area. I don't know. So we spent the afternoon doing that. It was literally like 30 minutes away. Like it was far.
Yeah.
And then it was like 30 minutes to get back. So yeah, did that. And then we were kind of just finishing up last minute things, like getting souvenirs. And then we went and grabbed drinks with one of our friends who we were also meeting up with at just a hotel near us. And then, yeah, so when we walked on the way there, that's when we ran into the Isabel Marant show because that one is always at Palais Royal where those black and white stubs are. Mm-hmm. So all week we saw them setting up, but then the show was actually that night and we just happened to run into it. Had no idea. There was just like a huge crowd of people. And so you're like, okay, obviously something is going on over there. So we ran over there just to see. And yeah, I saw Leonie walking in. I swear she goes to literally every show. I don't know how she does it. It's so crazy. But yeah, so that was really fun. And then I think that was like pretty much it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was
walked
like
back and just, then kind of spent the night packing and like getting ready.
It's just funny on Paris Fashion Week, like you can just be walking somewhere and then run into a show.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. So there's just like magic in the air.
And
the locations
I feel like are so iconic. And I feel like we were also next to the Louvre with our Airbnb, and the Louis Vuitton show was setting up there as well. Mm-hmm. But it was happening after we left. So that was kind of a bummer because we would have been able to see
it. We would have seen it from the balcony. Yeah.
Which is crazy. But yeah, so that was Sunday. And then Monday, Aaron and Jewel went home. And then we switched Airbnbs for a night. It was literally three blocks away. Mm-hmm. And you guys, we dragged our luggage on the street.
We did a really good job, though. Like,
we were just like, there's no Uber that is going to pick us up and drive us literally three blocks, like three short blocks for a van with all our luggage. So you're like, you know what? Putting our straps on our luggage and we're hauling it over. So,
and we did it.
We did it. And it honestly wasn't that bad. The streets were a lot flatter than we were expecting. So it went a lot smoother.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I was expecting the worst. Yeah.
So that we switched Airbnbs for the night. And then we, what did we do that made us be, oh, I went to the Cartier store. I was like, how did we get over to that shopping again?
Because yes,
I needed to go to Cartier.
Oh yeah,
because I had just been thinking about a purchase for so long, and I was like, I'm gonna wait till the end of the trip to make a decision, just to see how the rest of the trip goes. And I ended up making my purchase, and then we went to a cafe or like a brasserie over there for dinner because we were just hungry. And then ate there, and then came back to the new Airbnb, changed, went to the Louvre, did some night photos at the Louvre.
Oh, yeah.
And then got a crepe at another restaurant nearby because just had to have like one final crepe before I left. And then that was pretty much it for the night. And then I was flying back in the morning, and then Danielle was staying for a day because Josh was meeting her there. So we kind of did like a swap. And then basically I flew home. Oh my god, I flew home Delta One, and it was truly so the best experience of my life. I wanted to just try it, and I was like, okay, well, if I'm flying home by myself, I feel like this is the time to do it and try it. Unfortunately, the lounge at Charles de Gaulle was not that nice. It wasn't even the nice lounge that we've been in. It was like dark and kind of a little dingy. I don't know. It was not impressive. So unfortunately, I didn't get to really benefit from the lounge part of Delta One. But
So it wasn't the Air France. It was the Delta One lounge.
No, it was Air France, but it wasn't the one that we were in that one time. I think it was a different one because it was not as like big and airy and light. It was very like dark and low ceilings. I don't know. It was weird, but the flight experience was so amazing. If you ever have an opportunity to do that, 10 out of 10 recommend. Like, you're just lounging the whole time. It's so nice for your knees to not hurt the entire flight. And I was just so excited. I didn't even want to sleep. I think I slept maybe 2 hours total. And the food that people are eating in first class is just so beyond different than what the rest of the plane is being served. It's like so crazy. Like, they're coursing your meal out for you. Like, they do like the, oh my gosh, like I had warm nuts. It was like the little snack before. And like, those are the best nuts I've ever had. Like, it was so good. And then they do like the like appetizer, I don't know, it was like the soup and a salad, and then they come back with the main course, and then they have dessert, which was just like so wild. And then you like get greeted with champagne and orange juice, and it's just so nice. You get all these snacks, and you get slippers and like a pillow and a blanket. And the pillow was actually so comfortable in the blanket. Like, I was just tucked in, lounging the whole time, watched all my favorite movies. I watched Top Gun Maverick because that's my literal favorite movie ever. And then I watched The Devil Wears Prada. Because obviously I had to watch that. Yeah. And then I can't remember the third. I think I watched The Holiday. Love that movie. So yeah, just like watching all the movies, lounging, just honestly having so much fun. And the flight went by so fast. Like, so fast. I was like, I could have stayed on this flight for another 6 hours. Like, we could keep going. But yeah, such a fun experience. And I think that's why it's important to have airline loyalty or have a card that gets you points where you can do this, because I feel like that's how a lot of people do it, because it is really expensive to fly international round trip in like first class like that. But I feel like if you save up points over time, or if you build up your loyalty and your status and you get upgraded, like, I feel like it's just such a good perk. So you guys know we're Delta girlies, we're Amex girlies. Like, I feel like it just pays off. So
yeah, it really
that was so nice. So yeah, that was honestly a great way to end the trip. And I'm glad I did it on the way home, because then I had something to look forward to. And I feel like I didn't have as much like travel anxiety, because I was like, okay, like, I have this, it's going to be so nice. And like, when you're traveling alone, it's like, when you have to go to the bathroom, you have to like ask the stranger to get up, and you have to like leave your stuff, and you're just like, obviously nothing is probably going to happen, but like, you just have that peace of mind in your own little cubicle, basically. True. The door like shuts, like,
oh, cool. So nice.
Yeah. And like, it's like a little sliding door. Oh, yeah. And you're just like, there's just so much leg room. And I'm just like, wow, my life has changed. I need to figure out how to manifest this life moving forward, because like, that was so fun. I don't know if it would be worth it for like a domestic flight for like 5-6 hours, but I feel like international for sure, like 8+ hours. So worth it, honestly. Like, so nice.
Love that. So yeah.
That was a really good time, but I feel like we've hit an hour.
I know. I'm like,
Danielle's exhausted and tired from her travels, because she literally just got back. So
I'm thinking maybe next week we can have like a split episode where we can like chat a little bit in the beginning about our trips, nothing too crazy, and then we can go over a normal topic, a normal
Influence community topic. Yeah, I feel like that'll be good.
Okay.
Because, yeah, let's, I was like, I feel like the Paris recap will be quick, but that took an hour. So,
because I feel like it's, I guess, so we had more to say. Like, we had to fill you guys in.
Yeah, we definitely did so many more things than we, or like things that we've never done. We did this. Oh my God. What was the day that we went to the Luxembourg Gardens? Was that Sunday?
Oh, yeah, it was on our last day. Oh, yeah, it was after we went to like the shopping areas, like Cartier. I think we walked through the Luxembourg.
No, we did Gardens. That before, because remember, I had to find the Cartier from the, and we went to one and it didn't exist.
Oh, okay.
Or something.
It was right before that then. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. We went
and it was
to
so
the
cute.
Luxembourg Gardens, and it was stunning. It was so beautiful. It's just this big park and gardens, and like the leaves were changing. There's this like huge fountain. I feel like it's pretty iconic on Instagram. If you ever see like girls sitting in a chair next to a fountain, it's probably the Luxembourg Gardens. Yeah, it was so pretty. So we were just like walking around and doing that, because I was like, okay, if it's not raining, let's walk, because it could be really nice out and it'll be fun. I love walking around Paris. I don't like walking around anywhere else, but I love walking
around.
For
like specifically
Paris.
Emphasis on Paris.
Yeah, so we did that, and that was just so pretty. Oh yeah, because we went to the Hermes over there too.
Yeah,
so we went to the different Hermes stores, because we just wanted to see what it was like. So yeah, so that was fun. And then we went to Cartier and then had our last dinner and wrapped up that
night.
But yeah, that was so pretty. So
I know,
yeah, we just did things we haven't done before, which I feel like is so cool about Paris, because we've been at least 4 times now. So it's like, yeah, the fact there are still things to do is like, when people are like, oh, what do you recommend? And I'm like, well, how long are you going for? Because like, there's so much to do, and it depends what your vibe is and what your focus is, because there's just, it's a lot. So yeah, mm-hmm, we had so much fun. Literally the best time. My favorite place on Earth. It's like my personal Disneyland. Like, I could just run around the streets of Paris till the end of time.
I know. So it's so cute.
My soul could live there. Like, I just love it. So yeah, we missed you guys. We are glad to be back on our weekly schedule. We usually try to stay on a schedule, but then it gets a little chaotic and hectic. And then Danielle was gone like additional like 2-ish weeks. So like, we're back though. We're back to our schedule, back to weekly episodes. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're just excited. So we'll just recap our other trips quickly on the next episode next week before diving into a topic. And yeah, we love you guys. We missed you. We hope you guys missed us.
I know, we really missed you guys. And
yeah. Danielle's got to adjust back to normal schedule.
Gotta go to sleep now. I'll be in our next episode. I'll probably be back in the U.S. on my stories. Who knows? I'm literally on day one of Spain right now. I'm like really trying. I'm like just trying to knock them all out because I hate seeing so many stories up on my profile. Like, I just don't like it. Now I'm just trying to be like, okay, I'm about to put up like 20 and then be done. Like, I just...
Yeah, honestly, I feel like when I was back, I was like, I'm just going to get through the rest of this. And like, I would post like 3 days worth of stories in one day. And I'm like, and that's, I don't even know if people can tell if this is 1 day or 3 days.
I'm like, I don't even know what day this is either.
So yeah, I feel that travel content is paralyzing, honestly.
And now all of a sudden it's the holiday. So I'm like, okay,
I'm like, okay, now I need to pull out my fur coats because everyone's wearing fur coats now. So I just... I'm excited about new content too, but I have this old content.
I know.
It's a lot.
We're figuring it out.
Okay. Well, we will stop our rambling and we will see you guys next week in our next episode. Hope you guys have a good week and we will chat later. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.